People changed by the Otsushi Ministries. Testimony 1 Ivechi Maria. I have heard many sisters' rapture testimonies that impressed me. But the testimonies of Kenzo Otsushi and his son Robert impacted me. I will talk about my experience with television. I prayed to God to know whether it was a sin to watch TV. God Himself revealed the answer to me. I went to sleep and I had a vision of a wicked being in the room while the television was connected. There was only a television light in front of me, and on my right and left side, there was only darkness. When I saw this evil presence, I no longer have this instrument of the devil inside my house. Since I always dye my hair, I prayed to God to know if it was a sin to dye my hair. I bought a bluish-black dye and dyed my hair. When I went to sleep, I saw a hideous demon. I began to expel him, and he told me, "God has not given you authority against me." I asked him why, and he said, "Why do you dye your hair?" And then I woke up. From that day onward, I made a vow with God not to dye my hair. At that time my husband was sick with the sciatic nerve. I prayed to the Lord for my husband's healing. God is faithful, for my husband was healed. Glory to the Almighty. I no longer dye my hair. It's been 3 years. Testimony 2 Simplish Menchu Fernando. I was already in a process of liberation and sanctification when I started watching the testimonies of these pastors. The Spirit of God told me to enter a process of liberation and sanctification because I lacked understanding, and that was why He closed the doors to my ministry. I was apprehensive, but I knew for sure it was God. After seeing the testimonies, I started to have more visions. I was praying on a hill and then saw the heavens open, like a door. I saw the angels on the right and the left, and they smiled at me, and a portal was open in heaven. There was a staircase before me to go up to heaven. I remember the testimony of Pastor Kenzo, who had several visions. These days, I was praying at dawn, and God made it known that there are demons in hell planning my death. Testimony 3 Isabel Montero. My dear, before these testimonies of Kenzo and his son, I was extremely vain. I wore miniskirts that were tight-fitting on my body. I had painted my face. I was in day-to-day battle in the midst of this terrible struggle against witchcraft. I started to say goodbye to the world and vanity through revelations, and seeing these testimonies of Kenzo, my life with God radically changed. The demons had legality over me because I wore their products. When I left this fashion, Satan appeared to me. He was tall, well-dressed, and very handsome, pleading for my return to his arms through his stuff. Robert talks about the need for us to pray a lot when dealing with devils. I also had my life transformed after starting to hear the testimonies of those men of God. Today, I love sanctifying myself. I was built by the testimonies of both men of God. My prayer life changed. I went into a spiritual battle, and I have seen the fury of the enemy of our soul. I started to pray every day and ask for the will of the Holy Spirit in my life. One day after praying, I heard the Holy Spirit saying, "I don't like your Polish nail." I went into shock, and at the same time, I removed the enamel and I cut my nails. I stopped cutting my hair. This was as a result of these reports of Kenzo and Robert. I stopped dyeing my hair. I threw my makeup and high heels off. I stopped shaving. Today I have a spiritual vision. I am constantly fasting and praying and reading the Bible daily. I hear testimonies on this YouTube channel to strengthen myself spiritually. Something else, I managed to pluck the vanity of my life. I ended a fornication relationship. I don't watch TV anymore. I freed myself from social networks. Thank you, Lord, for brothers that have made available this testimony, translating several testimonials. I grew up very spiritually. Testimony 4 Natalia Diaz Fernandez. Today I am happy as I am because I always have pleased God, and He has spoken always with me. Today, I thought it was strange that in a spiritual world, only the children of darkness had access to everything, like astral travel, transfiguring and levitating, and the sons of God undergo their attacks. Testimony 5 Fernando Sagan. It was when the Holy Spirit of God brought me to this channel, it was then that I first saw the videos of Kenzo and Robert. I saw on the list that it was his fourth experience. When I finished listening to the testimony, I noticed that there were more testimonies of the same shepherd. I decided to listen to every one of them. My faith was impacted in a tremendous way, in such a way that I started seeking God more. I started to read the Bible and study more with the help of the Holy Spirit. I went on to become a Christian who spent hours in prayer crying to God. I was totally changed. My way of looking at His work also changed. At night I said a prayer asking God to tell me and reveal where my sins were if they were still there. After that prayer, I slept. I woke up in a dream. A demon appeared to me. He was monstrous, a gigantic demon. So, I heard a voice that said to me, "This is the demon that operates in football games." I was still a footballer fan. After that dream, I renounced my fandom in football and I burned everything related to football. I had football shirts, video games of football and other things. Today I live in the fullness of Christ to the honor and to the glory of the Lord. Testimony 6 Elaine Silva. This is my testimony, brothers. Peace be with everyone. I heard the testimonies of the father and son, Kenzo and Robert Atsushi. I believe that everything is true, brothers. I changed my life. I cleaned my wardrobe. I threw everything away that glorifies Satan. I started praying regularly in the early hours at dawn. God started to open my eyes. In one night after having prayed, I felt the presence of demons in my room. There was suddenly a very bad feeling. For the moment I fell asleep, I saw a demon pulling my hair so hard. Brothers, he pulled me so strong that it hurt my neck. I used the name of Jesus Christ, and he released me and I jumped off the bed. I stood up and said, "Look, demon, you have no power in my life." After confrontation, I felt that I still had something sinister inside my house, a property of the enemy that was to go. One morning after praying, I asked the Lord, "Please show me what it is to leave my place." The Lord showed me something that I had bought. It was the kit of hair straightening. And on the bottle, there was a drawing of a sensual woman. My eye was on top of the bottle. And at the time I took the two bottles. I went to my bathroom and emptied them and threw the bottles in the trash. Days later, I couldn't sleep at night, I felt the presence of demons in my room. They were furious with me. One night after praying, I went to sleep and when I laid down, a demon came and was on top of me holding my hands. He clenched so tightly that his nails entered my hands. I only saw a black cloud over me. Brothers, I saw his nails. They were exactly like these nails that many women are putting. They were big and sharp. I shouted the name of Jesus. But he tightened even more. Then I said, "Holy Spirit, come." As a result, a beam of light entered the room. And when the light of the Spirit entered, I saw the light illuminating the place. I saw the demon that wore a black cape and black hood. He let go of me the moment the light of the Spirit entered. Brothers, today there is peace and I sleep peacefully. We should not take things that are sacrificed to demons in our homes. I don't feel like watching television anymore. And I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. To God be praised. Testimony 7 Louise Cardozo. Hi, the peace of the Lord Jesus. This is another dream. I had a dream of demons who was on my bed, and I could see swirling in circular rings. Inside of them, I saw many characters from Walt Disney. They came to torment me. Their faces were demonic. But when I said the blood of Jesus has power, they disappeared. The blood and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ have power and all demons are defeated. Don't let your children watch cartoons. Continue listening to all the testimonies of this channel and this channel. Fast and pray and ask God to protect and guard all of you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Testimony 8 Esther Helena. Brother, since I listened to the testimonies of these two men, I started to sanctify myself. For before hearing their testimonies, I had prayed to God to help me to take all the filth out of my life. I was a candidate for hell. After hearing these testimonies, I was released of all vanities, makeup, and worldly adornment. Besides paying my debts, I forgive those who offended me and asking for forgiveness from my neighbor. Testimony 9 Shirley Rodriguez. My life was changed by these testimonies of Kenzo and Robert Atsushi. Today, thank God I changed my dressing, my way of behaving, and I started to sanctify myself in the doctrine of Christ, and thanks to the Holy Spirit that is in His servant's life, I think differently and I have much discernment. Glory to God. He anointed these missionaries. I am preparing myself in spirit to preach the true and sound doctrine. My dear, do not stop persevering. The brother who works on this channel posting these testimonials, you are helping in building the faith of many and renewing many people's spirits. Be sure to post these videos or even sharing the same videos even under pressure from Satan. Seek God to stay strong because I am a living witness that these videos have changed my life and I can tell many people that there was so much change after I heard these testimonies. I thank the brother and also God for your mercy towards us. You still use his people to alert us to the truth to open our eyes and take Satan's blindness away. Thank you very much. Peace be with you. Testimony 10 Jane Montero. I started listening to the pastor's testimonies on the 24th of May 2019. It was 7 hours and 17 minutes testimonies. I finished listening the next day. During all the testimonies, I saw clearly my sins passing on my mind. In the name of Jesus, I will begin to fast and pray for my revival. I want to seek more and more the Holy Spirit. Prayer is the way to our sanctification. Testimony 11 Preciosa de Jesus. These testimonies touched me so much that it gave me the strength to fight the enemy. Amen. God has shown me the spiritual world, my eyes opened. The last occurrence that happened to me, God allowed me to see a demon blowing in the pastor's ear while talking about earrings, and etc. The pastor did not see the demon, but boldness from the Lord made me speak with authority. And right after that, the demon ran away. Testimony 12 SE Sapare du Mondo. Every time I hear the testimonies of these two pastors, I feel more willing to do God's work. I feel more like crying myself, I feel more willing to preach the gospel of Christ. These testimonies made me be more believing to enter the truth. I want to teach the church to know the war in the spiritual world. If it weren't for these testimonies, there would be no spiritual growth. Profound thanks to the brothers of this channel, because now I learn to fight against the enemy, because our struggle is not blood and flesh.